Nani opened the front door as I was still crossing the lawn. Her nose twitching, she looked me up and down as I forced myself up the steps. "Is that what you're wearing?" I shrugged and glanced down at my weekend jeans, my favorite checked shirt. It's what I always wore home during one of my weekly visits, but I supposed today wasn't an ordinary day. I was 29 today, and walking into an ambush. "I was hoping you would dress up, Na. We have guest?" A guest. A guest implied a cup of chai and a tray of sweets quickly defrosted from the deep freeze. A guest was small talk, compliments, gossip. A guest was not an unannounced blind date chaperoned by your grandmother. "What kind of guest?" I asked evenly, deciding not to tell her that my best friend Shay had already warned me about the blind date. Nani didn't answer the question, clucking her tongue as I bent over and brushed a kiss on the top of her head. She smelled the way she always smelled, like cocoa butter and roasted cumin, a touch of garlic. She stepped back and continued her evaluation, her tiny fingers pinching at the fleshy part of her chin as I kicked off my shoes. "Find something more suitable." She flicked her hand up the staircase, and I bounded up the stairs to the second floor, knowing full well there was nothing nicer in my old room. Two large t-shirts from summer camps and music festivals where my favorite band that year had headlined. Jogging pants, the type with black or white snaps running up the leg. My old trumpet. It was odd how little of me I kept here. But of all the places I'd lived since moving out, a dumpy apartment with Shay, a shared flat in London, and now a new condo with my name on the mortgage, it was this house that I'd always considered home. I heard Nani calling, her voice staccato and sweet, and I ran a brush through my hair and then made my way back downstairs. She looked up at me expectantly. "Nothing? All my clothes are downtown." She arched her brows. "Anything in guest room?" Again, I shook my head. Mom's old room. Starch white walls and a beige linen duvet, not a trace of her left in the closet. Nani sighed as I reached the bottom step, evaluating my outfit one last time. And then she shrugged, squeezed my hand, and said, "Still my pretty girl, even in that." Anywhere Nani lived would always be home. I tucked in my shirt and followed her through the kitchen, ducking my head beneath the crossbeam as we took the 8 steps down to the lower level, to the entertaining room, as Nani called it. Orange corduroy couches wrapped stiffly in plastic, the walls packed with street art bought for a few hundred lira on my grandparents' one trip abroad, Lord Ganesh presiding on the mantel, a choir of porcelain Siamese cats chiming in unison. And our guest stood at the room's rapturous center, awkwardly in place, his dark brown skin the same shade as the varnish on the wood paneling. "Reina," said Nani, clutching my wrist. "Meet Sachin." She dragged me closer until the top of his forehead was square to my mouth, and I tried to ignore the dull sensation in my belly. He looked vaguely familiar. Perhaps someone I'd known as a child or seen in the stack of pictures Nani had started leaving on the kitchen table. He was quite short, albeit symmetrical. Handsome, even. He smiled and brought his palms together at his chest, bowing slightly to both of us.
"Hello, Reina," he said, like my name was a word he'd invented.
"Hi. Sachin drove far to come for your birthday lunch."
"It's your birthday?"
His face stiffened.
"I didn't mean to intrude."
"No intrusion, dear."
She pinched his cheek.
"My Reina and I are so happy you joined. Na, Reina?"
I nodded.
Reina is such a good girl, always coming home from her busy job to take care of her nanny.
She gasped and turned to me.
Sachin is a busy man too. Reina, did you know he is doctor?
No, I didn't. I turned to him. My best friend is a doc.
I'm a cardiologist, actually.
He glanced away.
To be more precise.
I clamped down on my lower lip. Precise or just plain arrogant?
Subspecialized at Columbia, he said.
I tried not to roll my eyes. Is that right?